and also the amount, the count. And then we get that all set up and we bring it to the vote by mail department and we put them in cages and we put everything away.
And then rerun them again?
Yes, we have a reconciliation form that we fill out and we want to make sure everything is accounted for.
Right on. Yeah, technology,
then
huh?
Once I prepare the signatures, then I run them back to a van and outsource the questionable signatures. And that's a process.
Always want to make sure you sign, okay?
Yeah. Right, right.
And that's why we ask for your contact information on the back of the envelope, too. It's not public record, it's not something to give out, it's really to call you or to email you.
I got a question. So in Lee County, and this really bothered me, in Lee County, when you got a mail-in vote, your ballot and everything, you get it and you send it back. When you stuff the envelope and send it back in, your party affiliation is publicly viewable. In Lee County, it is.
Is this? They won't have that again. The law was changed. Well, they can't put the party on the back end.
No, it was on the front part. It wasn't on the back.
No, either way.
Yeah, you know, like where it says, you know, to whatever it was, it'll say, you know, DEM or REP right next to it. And a lot of people were like, why is that there? You don't really need to know my party affiliation. It's just a ballot, you know, take it. It doesn't matter who I voted for.
They can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I talked with Tommy on Monday, so I'm going to ask him that.
Yeah.
And see what he says.
The reason they did that was because we have to know the type of your ballot style, especially in a primary, not necessarily in a general election because party affiliation doesn't matter, but in a primary election, we have to know your ballot style so that it can be sorted and collected appropriately for those recounts or manual audits that we have to conduct. We've always done a coding system, so there's not going to be an R or a D.
Yeah.
We have an internal coding system, so your ballot style is still on there, but it doesn't indicate what party affiliation
yeah.
is.
That's a lot better.
And there are a lot of counties that do it the same way that we do it, but there are a few who did not.
Yeah.
So I believe Palm Beach was another one. You tend to see it with newer supervisors.
Yeah, right on. So she just said this Blue Crest Vantage machine, this super high-speed mail sorter, which is it's pretty impressive. She said it cost about $500,000 for her department. It's a little tough to probably hear her because there's a climate-controlled room here and air conditioners are running. So you might not be able to hear her that great.
Get this delivered to you. the old one and get this one delivered between the primary and general election.
Wow.
And then
it worked. It really worked. Everything went great. Justin did marvelous.
We don't like to do a lot of changes in between elections. Yeah. So we're like,
it worked really well.
Lubricating all the moving parts would take a lot of time.
Well, they come and do that. Regular maintenance. But Justin, who works for Lillian, he hung out with the person that installed this, and he crawled on the floor, and he learned how to do belts, and he knows behind you. Those are supplies for,
for the machine?
For the machine. And this machine also date stamps.
That's
it right here.
Yeah.
That's part of the date stamping process. And then the camera, is the camera the silver box or the white box?
Yeah. The camera's right there, so it'll take a picture of this back side of the ballot, which is your voter certificate. And then it also crops this area, so this is where we do the signature verifications. And then this way we'll see if there's something that needs to be
This building, what standard of bird is
the highest, I don't know.
Highest five.
And we have a generator behind this building that's as big as a train. And it's maintained by the county. Every Monday morning they test it.
Good.
Yeah. That's especially for primary election hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's prime time for hurricane season right there. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions?
I have to head out. My kids are now apparently down the school.
Okay. Well, you see.
I thought that they were going to be all day. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. This was
any questions?
So informative.
Come back.
We're going to walk out too, so.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care.
Great guys. Yeah.
Today's early.
This is a headset.
Oh, it's a set.